American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
I'm farming some of the same ground, you know, that my great-great-grandpa, bought in 1876.
That's Mark Morgan with an operation in Johnson County, northwestern Arkansas. Speaking about the family legacy, and boy, do they have a lot going on in their operation.
I still farm with my dad. We got a diversified operation. We've got turkeys, peaches, and cattle, but I'm more on the cattle side. We run about 325 head of mama cows. We develop our own heifers, and then, you know, once we wean calves, we background those 90 to 120 days. And so that's really, you know, kind of my area of the operation, as well as peaches. That's more just in the turkeys.
He shares more information on the backgrounding of those calves.
Once we wean, you know, we background on grass, and, we'll feed them a little bit dry right now. But, you know, we're getting steers up to, you know, around 750 pounds or so. And then we usually sell to Oklahoma City, you know, selling that feeder calf. We definitely, background them. You know, they got all their shots. We try to put a high-quality product on the market.
But there's definitely problems in Arkansas, an extended drought.
In Arkansas, you know, we're pretty blessed with rainfall usually. You know, it has been a challenge this year. You know, we grill ryegrass and wheat. Definitely, you know, don't have the fall grazing that we like to have. We put up a lot of hay, and so, you know, we can limp by on that. But, you know, every year's different in the cattle business, that's for sure, whether it's market or environment or whatever Mother Nature gives you. We just kind of got to make do.
And Morgan says even though the weather, the climate doesn't cooperate, at least the legislature in Arkansas does. And the Arkansas Cattlemen's Association helps. And by the way, Morgan is a state board rep for the Arkansas Cattlemen's Association for Johnson County.
Well, I tell you, we're pretty fortunate. In the ACA, the Cattlemen's Association, has done a good job, you know, really working with legislators and getting us as producers the ability to, you know, giving, contacts to contact our legislatures. And, you know, there's a really good relationship there. We've had several people that have, legislators I know, you know, especially in the cattle counties that have really championed some legislature, in the past few years. So it's really a good relationship.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.